Ian McNulty joins us now, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. It's a favorite time of week for us. We get to talk eating and drinking with Ian McNulty. How you doing, Ian?
I am doing great, Tommy. Great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me where you've been eating, where you've been drinking.
I am currently up to my gullet in oysters and gratitude, really. Oysters and gratitude. I celebrated a birthday this week.
Well, happy birthday, Ian McNulty.
Thank you very much. Let me tell you about a little tradition I do on my birthday that involves New Orleans restaurants now. I eat an oyster for every year that I've been lucky enough to spin around the sun.
At one time?
In one day.
Okay.
not in one giant dish or bowl, but I do a raw oyster for every year. And the reason why is the restaurant Pascal Manalis, up on Napoleon Avenue, landmark a Creole Italian restaurant that has an oyster bar, and it has a special oyster bar where if you have oysters at the oyster bar rather than say at your dining room table, the man opens them up one at a time and puts them on the marble bar for you, you know, until you have a dozen empty shells in front of you. Then he knows that you finished your dozen. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just in the normal course of having oysters like this, and I should say it's a stand-up oyster bar, so you're not, you know, sitting there at a seat that's your spot at the bar for however long. It's sort of a free-flowing mix of people kind of coming up to this stand-up oyster bar, putting an elbow on the marble and having a few oysters and a drink. And in the normal course of this, you're sort of keeping count. And some years ago, I put it together in my head that each of these years kind of represented a year of life. And you're thinking, where am I in this oyster count? You know, am I getting close to 12 oysters, 10 oysters there? What was life like for Ian?
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Kind of like the September of your years, but in oysters. Where are you at in the oyster of your life?
That's right. That's right.
As I
kept ordering more oysters, this was a few years ago, I kept on sort of tracking this. Like, oh, oyster 16. I got my driver's license. What was that like? How did that feel for you? 18. Two more oysters later. You know, graduated from high school. Oyster 25. The year I moved to New Orleans. Very big move. You know. Now we're on oyster 40. Wow, these are going by fast now, much like the years. And it has become this sort of ritual of indulgence, but also contemplation and gratitude. And I think about people that I've met at different years of my life, things that I did at different times of my life, and measuring these out by oysters. And it's very social because I invite people out to join the fun. From Pascal Manalis, I've brought this tradition to a few different iterations during COVID when restaurants weren't open for normal service. I've done it at home. I've done it at home again for a big year with a zero in it where I wanted to really celebrate and have everybody over to my house. But I found it's much easier to go to restaurants because they will clean up and they will host, they'll handle the drinks and so forth. And so last night, the birthday oyster tour, played out at three stops. One was Porgy's Seafood Market, a place you and I have talked about a bunch. It's in Mid-City. It's pretty new. Importantly, Tommy, as the years have gone on and the oyster count has gotten higher, significantly higher than four dozen at this point, I have learned that it's important to lean into the newly developed off-bottom oysters, the specialty oysters that you see at oyster bars and restaurants now that you and I have talked about again. They are particularly grown around Grand Isle these days or down the Gulf Coast. They have brand names, and they are delicious, and they're smaller. And this is very helpful when you're putting away many years' worth of celebratory oysters. So Porgy's for a whole bouquet of those. And then on to Cooter Brown's. Cooter Brown's, the tavern sports bar right there at the very bend of the River Bend, the curve of the River Bend. Well-known for their beer and having sports on, but also has first-class bar food all around, the burgers and sandwiches, but a terrific oyster bar, too, where they have a variety of oysters, like the ones I'm talking about, the off-bottom in addition to the more conventional ones. And then the finale at Manalis, at Pascal Manalis, now in the hands of Dickie Brendan and his company, where the lounge is just, it's done up in this with its Christmas decor. It's my birthday always falls around Christmas. And then the paneled walls and the neon lights and the old Dixie beer signs, because those are still there. It just has this very nostalgic sort of looking in through a frosted window at a warm scene, even when you're stood within it, kind of feel that really gets to me around the holidays. And it was a particularly jolly scene in there last night. I had a number of friends come out to visit, but in that way of New Orleans, there are just people who turn up and you find people that you know from around town all out on a jolly spree because it's the holidays. And special shout out to the LSU Kappa Sig class of 79 who were out there feasting and insisted on taking some photos with me and celebrating a little bit.
Well,
so
it was nice.
It's a long way of saying it was a wonderful tour of Louisiana oysters in all their glory, from the traditional reef harvested St. Bernard mud rock to the more modern branded oysters that we're getting in increasing variety and loveliness from specialty growers. And I just feel very lucky to have a lot of people in my life who get it, who get the goodness of life, the richness of celebrations together. And in a bigger capacity, thank goodness that we live in a city like this where it all seems so natural to do that. And we have a great hospitality culture out there to set the stage for these celebrations that I know a lot of people are pursuing, birthday or no, in December. It's wonderful to go out this time of year and just see everybody out at the restaurants, out at the bars, having good times, keeping the party going.
You know, it'd be interesting for you to go to, where was the oyster bar where they opened it and put the oyster? Was that at Pascal's Manali where they put the oyster down for each one? And then when you got to 12, they knew?
That's right. Yeah, one at a time.
But you should go and eat your Asian oysters that as you saw those shells pile up, you could relive every year. And year 20. I remember it's shell 20. I remember that. And
yes, that is.
That'd be a good idea. Or maybe get some help.
That's how it is.
Get some help.
Eventually, you know, if I keep this tradition going long enough, Tommy, if I'm lucky enough to be able to keep this tradition going long enough, we're going to have to fold this down into an oyster representing a cluster of years, let's say. But, you know, the spirit is all there. The spirit is the same. But in that spirit, this has been all about me for the first few minutes here. It is this time of year where people are out partying, getting together for office functions, getting together with family. I love it. It's, you know, we're in that, the 2-minute warning of the year. You mentioned the September of life earlier. Mm. This is the 2-minute warning of the year where, like, suddenly there's only 3 more weeks left in the year. 3 weeks from today will be January 1st. Same.
Wow.
But I do love how our restaurants and our bars and our hospitality community give us these places to go and make the time last a little longer and be a little more special. I had a recent story up that I want to call attention to that I call the sidekicks. And these are places that are perfect for this time of year. They are... you think about upscale restaurants, very high-end, reservations required, and in all likelihood booked for a lot of the weekends right around now. But they have what I call the sidekicks, which are these related outposts, sometimes lounges, sometimes bars, sometimes just more casual eateries, right next door, sometimes under the same roof, that provide a much more casual place to get together and, you know, meet up with your old boss or your the neighbors who, you know, used to live across the street, now live on the North Shore, or the that little gang that you always say you're going to get together with once a year and you haven't yet, and boy, the clock is ticking. And I just want to throw out a couple examples of this that I think are just, they're perfect for like these casual, not quite impromptu, but not as formal as a Revillon dinner or an organized party, where you can just drop in and spend some time together in a really nice setting, have some lovely drinks and food in the holiday spirit. The first one that comes to mind, you've heard of Lillette Restaurant on Magazine Street. Taylor Swift and her football player boyfriend made a big splash when they went there earlier in the year, or last year, I suppose, when she was in town for a concert. Right next door to Lillette, which is a very, very fine French-Italian bistro, is Bouligny Tavern, which is a lounge from the same chef. They're basically attached in the back. but it's a shotgun house that's been turned into this sort of this vision of like mid-century modern cool. Like think about a lounge from the show Mad Men. Okay. That's what it feels like when you walk in. Mm-hmm. And it is like the perfect place when you're like, you're dressed up, like you came from the company party or whatever, and you're not quite ready for the night to end, or the company party doesn't start till 7 and you're ready to start the night at 5:30. It's dressy and it feels sophisticated, but it's still casual enough as a lounge or a bar for a great cocktail. They have a really lovely martini there with a little twist of sherry, sort of a Spanish style martini, some small bar bites, and just a really good feel. Along very similar lines, the restaurant Gautreaux's, kind of a if a New Orleans restaurant can quietly just be persistently great through decades and be known by everybody in the know, but sort of always feel like a find, that's Gautreaux's. It's on a side street over by Newman High School, tucked into a leafy street without even a sign outside, so it kind of feels like a private dinner club. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant is excellent. But it's never had a bar. It's never had like a place where you could just drop in for a drink, a glass of wine off their excellent list and a plate or two, until they built a new lounge right next door. It's called Avenue, or locals might pronounce it Avegno. Either way, it's fine. It's in the building right next door. It connects through the kitchen, but you enter through a different entrance. And it's this beautiful wine bar and lounge that feels like it's been there forever. It's been there for less than a year. But it feels like this sort of timeless piece of New Orleans waiting there behind the door. Just beautiful, a fantastic wine list, really good small plates. And actually, a fun thing they do is a late night happy hour, sort of a reverse happy hour, where I believe it's after 9 o'clock. They have drink specials and specials on food. So that's perfect for that. We just got out of the party. We're dressed up, but it was fading over at the Tucker's house, for their holiday party, but we want to still keep
fading,
going.
Fading, it never got started.
Okay. I'll say the McNulty's. Okay, the McNulty holiday party was a snoozer.
Well, because you didn't show at mine. If you had shown at mine, nobody would have left. But no, you had another engagement that night, so it was just me and the regulars, and it was like, well, where's Ian? I don't know. It's like,
we stuck off to... They did off the Avenue.
They did the McNulty goodbye is what they did. It's like all of a sudden I turned around. I was alone.
McNulty'd you.
The McNulty'd me. That's exactly
right. I tucked and run on Tucker.
There you go. I've been McNulty'd.
Avenue has another special on their specialty at their bar of half bottles of wine, which is actually really smart when you think about it. Like you want more than a glass. Maybe it's two of you. And it's often like very fine bottles of wine that they make in half bottles that make them a little more accessible. So those are just two off the top of my head that are great for these sort of impromptu holiday outing times. And I can talk about some more of them after the break.
Yeah, do that, please, because I think, boy, you nailed it, where a lot of times you go to the company party or whatever it is, and it's, okay, well, it's time to go, but I'm not quite ready to go home, so where can we go and really close out the evening? And that's what we're talking about, right?
That's it.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back with Ian McNulty, 922 here on WWL. 927 here as we talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. Ian, I got a text from somebody wanting a recap of what you've mentioned so far, because you know these places, and sometimes people are listening and they're trying to write them down. Where have we been so far, and where are we going? Because if you just tuned in, Ian McNulty is with us, and we're talking about you go to the company Christmas party, or you go to a friend's party or whatever, and the party wraps up or you leave, and it's not quite time to go home yet. But yet, you don't have reservations anywhere, so you're not going to go and have a sit-down dinner, perhaps, or a full meal at a Commander's Palace or something like that. But you're looking for a place where you can have maybe a little nosh, a little drink, something like that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, and the places I've been talking about so far, sort of the sidekicks, are attached to or associated with these nice upscale restaurants and kind of carry some of their character and their style, but on a much more casual kind of walk on in for a drink and a bite maybe kind of basis. And we talked earlier about Boulogne Tavern. It's on Magazine Street. It's next to Lillette. It's attached to Lillette Restaurant with that sort of mid-century modern lounge vibe. just calling for a martini, and then Avegno, or Avegno, or however we kind of mispronounce it.
A-V-E-G-N-O. Pronounce it however you like. It's the holidays.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's on Soniette Street, right behind Newman High School, also uptown. But let's spread it around a little bit. You mentioned Commander's Palace. This is also in the story that I did. This would be an earlier day option, not late night, but in the same spirit. It's called Le Petit Bleu, and it's their little cafe next to Commander's Palace. It's like Commander's Palace in miniature, where you order at a counter, you can get a glass of wine, you can get the gumbo, the turtle soup. But it's a little cafe. You can meet in the morning for a crepe. You know, if you want to, sometimes the best time to meet somebody that you've been, you know, swearing up and down you're going to get together with them and catch up before year end is in the morning, actually, because the evenings are so busy. So you go there for a crepe and a coffee, and you look across the street at Lafayette Cemetery, the city of the dead, and you toast each other for the glory of being alive together.
Probably not the best way to celebrate your birthday.
I don't know. You know
maybe it would be.
Hand in hand here. Yeah. This is where we come from, where we're going. Let's be grateful for while we're here. That's the spirit of New Orleans,
that's
isn't it?
That's it. Amen.
But yeah, let's spread it around a little bit because I like this theme. I want to lift it away from just the sidekick places. There's plenty of like standalone spots that are perfect for this. I think the French Quarter this time of year is just delightful, and I did have a story this week that took a little harder turn because it is tough times for a lot of spots in the French Quarter because of the construction going on down there, which is, it's pretty dramatic on a few blocks, and it makes the getting around, driving through the quarter a little harder, but it makes life a lot harder for some of these restaurants and bars that are along the route there. But there's still part of this like wonderfully celebratory feeling that takes over the French Quarter this time of year. And I'm personally diving into it for the next few weeks. I mean, this is, I'm having a New Orleans Christmas and I plan to be down in the quarter a lot. and there are just so many of these gems for the locals, not talking about the daiquiri shop or the place that's booming on Bourbon Street. I'm talking about places that are tucked into the French Quarter that just feel like these finds for the locals, because that's exactly what they are. The places that make the French Quarter feel like a neighborhood for locals, which it is. Manolito is one that I dropped into this week, which is a wonderful cocktail spot with food also, but like for holiday themed drinks for this cool weather coming in. That's on Dumain Street, right by the French Market. Cane and Table is another one. We actually went there for a Revillon just this week. That was delicious. It started with this garlic soup that I would cross town again just for the soup, I swear. And then really nice cocktails in a beautiful setting. I have some photos of that meal actually on my Instagram right now.
Garlic soup.
Ian McNulty Nola.
Creamy garlic soup or what?
Yeah, it is creamy. It's floating with these crusty croutons that just carry all this dark brown garlicky flavor along with them. Ah, just delicious.
Hmm.
Okay. There's the French Quarter is peppered with these places. There's one called a bar called Peychaud's, which is actually related to the Cane and Table group. That's on Toulouse Street, just off of Bourbon, steps off of Bourbon, but feels so different. If people with long memories of dining remember the bistro at Maison de Ville from an era ago, it was a wonderful place. This is in the same old building that once housed that restaurant. And this is now a place for a very fine cocktail and a hidden courtyard right in the French Quarter, a couple steps away from whatever big function you're attending at one of the old historic French Creole restaurants, for instance. The French Quarter is filled with these places, and it's right now is a great time to be down there because of that festive feel. I mean, just give me a fire crackling away in the little mantles at Bar Tonique on Rampart Street, and you will easily talk me into a second round. This is a craft cocktail bar on Rampart Street across from Armstrong Park that is definitely for the locals. It has like a late night scene with other bartenders and service industry people getting off work, but they make a great cocktail, no nonsense, no pretense. And right now the fire's burning in these little fireplaces with some multicolored Christmas lights strung in the windows. I'm sinking into the sofa again just thinking about it.
Yep, ready to go right now.
Indeed.
Where else, Ian?
Oh, all across town. I mean, you're in downtown. There's a place called Jolie. It's on Chapatula Street. It's right around the corner from Emeralds. It's a lounge. It's a brasserie. It's both. It's high style. It's beautiful cocktails. It's the setting itself just tells the tale. You're going far uptown now. You're at the other end of town. You're near Tulane and Loyola, and you're dropping into Oak and Ale, which is on Oak Street. And on one side, it's all about beer and spirits, and the other side, it's a straight up wine bar. And in between is a really nice kitchen for bar food. Yeah, these are just easy places to drop in. You don't have to make a reservation. You're not booking a private party. But two of you, four of you, six of you, whatever, are sauntering in for a nice little spell before or after the function, the outing, the Tucker family Christmas party, yeah. Whatever you're up to this weekend.
Somebody's looking for a place like that, but in Algiers.
Oh, sure. Algiers has been on such a roll these days. It has this really nicely developing restaurant scene, all pretty casual, but nice. And the sleeper hit, I think, is this new spot called Rice Vice. It is a sake bar. So if you want to try something a little different, or if you're a sake hound, and there are them out there, this is this tucked away little hole in the wall. Can't have more than 16 seats. And it's not just sake. They make their own beer. They make their own spirits. You can get classic cocktails or classic cocktails done with some Japanese spirits too. And just this is a destination find, Tommy, for the West Bank or for anybody who's got a flair for something a little different. And it's tucked into this spot. It's right across the street from the ferry landing, next to Nighthawk Pizza. It's actually under the same roof as Nighthawk Pizza, which is a proper place too for a wood fired pizza and for nice bottle of wine or cocktail. While we're on it, the other sort of sideline that I like this time of year is the wine bar that is also a wine shop. So it's a place where you're going to buy a bottle of wine or a bottle of spirits to bring as a host gift or whatever, or you're stocking up for your own party, or you want to get some of these like little gourmet nibbles, like really nice cheese or fancy chocolate or whatever. This gift-giving stuff, it's perfect. But they also have wine bars. So you can get a glass of wine while you shop or while you're jumping in to pick something up on the way. You take a little self-care break with a glass of wine, glass of sparkling. Just take a minute, look over the beautiful bottles and the fancy food. You're doing some shopping and you're doing a solid for yourself, or you're meeting that friend across town for something that's as simple as, hey, come meet me for a glass of wine. And prolific examples of that around town. You made me think of it with Algiers, because in Algiers there's the Little House, which is a tiny little cottage that's been turned into a wine shop, wine bar, has a nice patio outside when the weather's nice, but it's cozy inside when the weather's a little chilly. It could be this weekend. You can shop, get some specialty stuff, get a glass of wine. Up on Magazine Street, there's a number of examples. Patron Saint, is just by over by the bridge on Magazine Street in Lower Garden District. It's next to Saint Pizza. So you'll see a lot of people getting slices of pizza, then taking them into the wine bar, wine shop for a glass. Further up, there's really, really nice wines, which is the name of it. It's a really, really fun place with great gourmet food and really nice wines, just like they promise.
Yeah.
And again, you can shop and have a glass. And some of these places will be doing holiday markets and tastings, very festive. If you're downriver, Faubourg Wines is a great spot that fits that mold. It's right by the Press Street tracks. You might be rooting for that train to come across and block traffic, so you have to stay for another glass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No point in going out there if Norfolk Southern is saying they own the crossing, then you might as well just settle in for another glass of Beaujolais.
You wait long enough, one will come by.
Exactly. And that's not all either. There's one that's not on my list, but it's an old Metairie bottle shop, I believe it's called. It's on Metairie Road. Like, more places are adopting this model. And then there's a couple sleepers. One I just wrote about, it's called Backline Wine. You've seen it, you've driven past it, but you didn't know it. It's in the Art Egg building on Earhart. If you've ever crossed the broad overpass and looked down and saw the Art Egg sign, that's it. And it is a warehouse turned into an arts complex, artist studios. And then the loading dock is a wine bar. You can go to my Instagram at Ian McNulty Nola and see photos of it. And you can go to NOLA.com and get the story on it. But these are delightful finds all around town where you can stop, do a little shopping, get some Epicurean delights, and treat yourself to a glass of wine because it's the season. You got to take a little time out and make this time stretch just a little bit longer with some gratitude and indulgence.
And you, like I say, you sip on that wine long enough, a train will come along. Thank you, Ian McNulty. Pleasure as always.
Oh, my pleasure entirely. I would never tuck and run on you, Tommy.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Goodness, more holidays with you, and we'll talk next week.
We'll see you later. All right, thank you. Ian McNulty, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out everything you need to know by Googling Ian McNulty. We'll have some weekend winners for you when we come back here on WWL. 939, 21 till 10, traffic now.